90s Batman.
Yeah, man, the Bruce Wayne. He was in 90s baggy clothes and 90s floppy hair. It's real 90s vibes.
I did not get a 90s vibe from him.
Really? This guy was My Chemical Romance up and down. I'm not saying Chemical Romance was in the 90s, but he had his big boxy tee. He was wearing his sunglasses. He's like, "Well, you try to talk to me, Alfred. Sunglasses are odd, ears are off. I'm Batman. I'm angry and brooding." He's like, "Yeah, man, I get it. But I'm just trying to make some food and go through your mail. Hey, man. Hope it doesn't blow up on you." "Yeah, me too. Why would you say that?" "90s out." I was like, "Fuck, okay. Are you happy, Bruce?"
No, he's obviously not happy. He's very glum.
Yeah, he was really emailing this. I was like, "Dude, just I like that you did the eyes, but can we just get a bat cowl with the eyes whited out, please, like the animated series? Can we just do that? I just look. Why is he so small showing up to crime scenes? I'm like, oh my God, this cop over here is like 5'4", and you're barely taller than him. Can we put him on stilts? Can we shoot him up, please?
He's a growing boy, Kevin.
This Batman looks like a kid cosplaying, going, "Hey, what's up? Is this seven? We're doing seven, right? Oh yeah. See you at the fucking box office. We did it. Warner Brothers out." Warner Brothers green lights the sequel. Really? Really? I'm surprised.
Why are you surprised? It made a
That was
shit ton of money.
sarcasm. That was sarcasm. That
No,
was
it didn't come through
sarcasm.
because you had so much anger with it.
No
So,
anger, but when people are just like, "Yeah, this, who do you want to see in the day?" It's the Court of Owls. That's what they're building. That's what they're going to do, because they're just like, "Listen, it's seven, and we're going to go deeper underground. And then there's going to be dudes like birds. Enjoy. Let's move." Yeah, it's the Batman. Not the Batman, but the Batman. Matt Reeves. He was behind the camera. He wrote some of this with Peter Craig, based on characters from Detective Comics, starring the shiny vampire dude, Zoe Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way? Paul Dio, Jeffrey Wright, John Turturro, Peter Sarsgaard, Amy, whatever. Andia.
Andy's,
I
sorry.
was gonna say Amy Sedaris. She didn't make it. And then Colin Farrell. Yeah, it's a Warner Brothers joint, 176 minutes. Budget 185 to 200 million, but it made like all the monies. So that's
751.
I got 759.4 is the last draw on this vigilante that is known as Justice in the Streets and Whiskey Dick in the Sheets. Ooh. Take that. The reason this movie's terrible, because he doesn't Bronco bust a plane. I didn't see the plane crashing, and he wasn't trying to fucking pull it up with a bat kebab. And I was just like, "You know what? I'm out." That's my new Batman standard. If Batman's not Bronco busting a plane, I just tap out immediately. But no. I hung on Dustin for 3 hours to see if that plane scene was coming, and they played me. It never showed up. After
Don't
credits,
even remember that guy's name.
we'll
All I
play.
know is that he fucking ruined Batman for Kevin.
He did. So now I'm looking for Warner Brothers
Kicking
film.
avocado trees, Bronco busted airplanes.
A
You
bat.
raised the bar so fucking high, Kevin can't watch
That we're seeing the
Batman.
dailies, and I mean, it's looking broody. It's looking very 90s chic. I love The Crow. I love Seven. I love what you're doing here. I love I can't see a goddamn thing in half the scenes. I love it. Is he going to get on a plane and Bronco bust it? Matt was like, "Ugh." Like, no? Oh, Matt. Well, listen, we're going to green light you at number two. Let's get him on top of a plane, Bronco bust it before it goes into, like, I don't know, the Bat River. There's no Bat River.
Gotham River, then.
Can we get a Bat River bat? You see where I'm going? He's
Tom like, what? King. Tom King, please, kindly, if you're listening to this, go fuck yourself.
No, Tom King,
ruined Batman for my friend.
Get behind the camera.
I have to hear about this goddamn... You even just, like, whisper... No, 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 to Kevin, and he's just like, fucking Bronco busted airplane.
Like, I would have taken that panel of the comic and just put it on a shirt, and then and everyone's going to be like, dude, what is Batman doing? I was like,
why would Batman do this?
Saving Gotham. Are there
people in the plane?
Why? You know, Batman's just like a dude.
Why wouldn't he just put the bat wing underneath it and go
why would he just fly stand by like the rest of us? I was like, I don't
fucking
know.
Business class motherfucker. Come on, get inside the plane.
Yeah, man. That's literally be the poster for the second one. Then I'm gonna like, hey, that's a day one for me.
What if they do that, Kevin? What if they do?
I'm there. You know what? I'm gonna do the tour. I wanna shake everyone's hand that worked on the movie.
Just track them all down. Great job. Hey. Great job.
You did it.
Great job.
You did it. And then I will never watch another movie again because I've seen it all now.
They had Batman Bronco bust a plane. Shut up, Grandpa, you old asshole.
Sure, Grandpa.
That was the day cinema died because nothing could top it.
Look this up, everyone. I'm not joking. All three people listening, I want you to go to the Google machine.
The three people listening already know your feelings on Bronco busting fucking airplane Batman.
Missed opportunity on this one.
They needed to build towards something.
That's true. That is.
You can't just pull a Tom King and have show up Bronco busting an airplane and kicking avocado trees, Kevin.
I mean, that was the other guy.
No, that was him.
Are you sure? I thought that was the...
No, it was not Scott Snyder.
Yeah.
Scott Snyder was the Court of Owls.
Yeah, that's where
Bronco
we're going.
Busting
with this.
Avocado kicking, that was Tom King.
What a hipster asshole Batman to just have an avocado tree in his dark, dreary, like mansion he has.
They kicked the one tree down, and then he was just planting another one.
Yeah, what, dude? That's like, not cheap. Avocados are expensive as fuck, and now you have a tree. Are you just rich and just rubbing it all in our faces? How unlikable is this Bruce Wayne?
Well, he took on a minority as Robin, but didn't allow him to be called Robin. He's like, I'll try something new. You got to wear yellow.
I'm calling you Shaz Butt. Let's see if that takes off.
I'm calling you Moving Target.
He's like, what? I don't like any of these names. No, everybody, this is what's happening. They're going to do the Court of Owls. They have to, because when they brought in the Arkhams, and they kept bringing up fucking Thomas Wayne. I was like, is this Batman's only crux? Is this what we do now every time? I just feel like we go to this well all the time now.
The movie-going audience only understands so much Batman, okay?
Batman gets on planes.
Fucking Nolan ruined it for everyone. I had so many people tell me, oh, there's no Nolan trilogy. I was like, shut the fuck.
You know what? I will say... This is better than all of those.
Yes.
Thank you. Even though it's seven with Batman, it's 100% better than all those Nolan ones. I don't think it could touch the Keaton ones because I just got a obligatory soft spot for them. But if we're getting real, air quotes, gritty Batman with these reality Warner Brothers, just please stop doing that, then this is way better than all three of the Nolan ones. Pick one. I hate that Nolan Batman so much.
I do too.
I think his gear sucks.
I don't like the villains. I hate the costume. I don't like his Bruce Wayne.
I didn't hate this.
I love the costume on this one. My biggest gripe is the symbol. Like, I like that it turned into a tool. Fine, fair enough. That was fine. I just like that it wasn't a bat. Like, why is it not just a bat?
He's like, hey, bro, you get it. He's like, I doodled it. It's real artistic of me. I'm just kind of vibing.
The whole thing didn't have to come off to be a tool. It was like they wanted it to be practical 24/7. I'm like, who cares?
I just didn't like it that he's small. Like, look at the one sheet or the poster when he's standing with Catwoman. It's like, bro, he's barely taller than her. It's like, dude, you're like 5'1".
Yeah, she's incredibly short too. She's like 4'6" or something.
I know, dude. That was my biggest. I got a lot of little problems with this movie, but.
Well, I mean, he's only so tall, Kevin. I mean, bro,
you could. It's fucking a movie. There's cinematic ways to shoot him accurately to make him brooding and have a presence. That's my big gripe. I don't feel like he had a presence.
I do. I think he had I think that first scene with him has a great presence.
So, I don't know, man. There's scenes
like where he felt like a cowboy.
There's things he does well, the Patterson guy, as him. I don't think it's his fault. I think it's the way he's presented in some scenes where I'm just like, you're just hanging out with cops right now, shooting the breeze, dude. You look like all these cops look yoked. You're not even broad shouldered. Like, you just look like a dude dressed up right now. And it's embarrassing. Like, shoot this guy so he looks like a giant in a way. But, like, have the actors have to always look up. He's only
been doing it 3 years, so they're probably building up to that.
I don't – yeah, but not, it's not – it's the way he needs to look in the film to me. I don't think he – there's ways to shoot him and have the other actors react to him to make him more intimidating, because they kind of do some double take stuff to him in the beginning on the first crime scene. And then I'm kind of like, they lose that at the end. Now they're just like bumping elbows with him. Hey, what up, Bats? Grab a dick. What's he doing here? And I'm like, what? This guy's not, no one's scared of this dude. The turnip head guy from like Final Fantasy, after he robbed the bank, was like staring down the alley. Oh, fuck, man. I go down there. Fidget's is going to fuck me in the butt. It didn't. He almost got hit by some dude going, hey, yo, I'm driving here.
No, he did get hit. He got hit by a car.
Yeah, he didn't get hit where he's in.
But I like that. It set the stage of like.
No, I like it, but it didn't reflect when Batman showed up. I'm like, that's what you guys are showed up
with like fucking cowboy spurs and like put all those guys to the fucking ground.
Yeah, but the Final Fantasy guy, the turnip mask, didn't care.
Well, that's because it was more of like, which group is he going to go after?
Listen, man, I get it. Like I said, there are scenes in there, like he's cool in it. Like there's cool ass scenes he does. I just think consistently throughout the movie, he just, it like ebbs and flows and it loses it for me. And I'm just like, ah, dude, you're just kicking it with the cops right now. Sip a coffee. All by playing grab a dick and shit, just going, but whatever.
What scene are you talking about? Like when
they first go into the Riddler's place. Okay, so here's the thing. The very first, the murdering of the mayor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This literally just kicks the movie off of that for the most part. Batman doesn't detect shit in this whole movie. He just stands around and looks at stuff. And 90% of the time, people have to tell him what the fuck's going on. And then he just makes a comment, and then that's the clue. And then they just do it.
Like, hey, when he found that blood smear on the floor.
When he finds
before that niche, other lady, and then she had to go over and take a picture of it.
And she was like, well, are you taking my job now too, Batman?
He's just like,
you got to run for mayor next.
Okay, but here's the thing, Kevin. This isn't Batman year one. This is Batman year three. So he's not the world's greatest detective. And I hate that I have to say this, because it should just be obvious to everyone. He's not the world's greatest detective.
Bro, you just said it yourself. Batman people. Batman people only know Batman shit from the movies. And the comic book assholes are going to start blending all their Batmans from centuries of Batman. And
oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you see who's thanked on this one, you can see instantly what stories they were pulling from and shit. So, but, yeah. I mean, he's year three Batman. He's not. And listen, I would love for Batman to detect shit. Okay.
Where's double block Batman? Just...
Double, that guy doesn't exist. Okay. That was a Neil Adams.
The kids would love him. They'd be like, this Batman's got jammies. You just fucking airing everyone out.
They are not going to allow that. They barely allowed that comic book out. If it wasn't Neil Adams, they were like, okay, but like after issue one, he has to drop the jammers. Okay.
He's like,
jammies, you mean? Whatever. I'm just an old white guy editing for DC Comics until fucking COVID hits and I get fired. All right. Wow. Drop the jammers.
Yeah, Ultra Jammer Lammy? He's like, yeah, drop those.
Oon Jammy Lammy. Great unofficial sequel to Parappa the Rapper. Where's the remake of, where's a new one of that?
I don't know.
Do we just stop caring about rapping dogs? I didn't.
I think all the music got tied up in like copyright and litigation and shit.
I can get that soundtrack easy.
That's the problem.
Anyway, he's year three Batman. He's not the best detective, and frankly,
he's not the best fighter
like, unless either. Unless he's actually going to just join and like become a Sherlock Holmes in a bat suit. He's not going to detect anything, okay? There's nothing for him to detect.
I know, dude. Like, it's fine. I just saying, like, he's kind of standing around waiting for the cops to tell him answers and shit. I was like, bro, what are you doing? This is so embarrassing.
He was recording in those weird eyeball things.
Yeah, I was like, just have the cow do it, dude. Like, can we just not see your stupid eyes and just have the cool, like, no eyes? And I mean, he did have a couple good reaction shots with his face. I was like, oh, wow, he sold out with the mask. Okay, good job.
Well, I mean, I liked when he was, like, looking at the kid and shit, too.
It's a tool. It's a tool for tucking carpet. I was like, yeah, Batman, you fucking moron. Why does this beat cop got to tell you the answer to the ultimate riddle? Because
that beat cop was trying to make SAG, okay?
No, that beat cop was
made it with this movie.
He's got a Twitter, and he tweets as that cop, and everyone, like, 60 trillion likes.
Are you serious?
I think I saw something for it. I was like, is that somebody just being him? Or something like, he's got to be the sequel. He's like, oh, yeah, I am.
I hated him instantly. Under your mouth talking about Batman?
Nah, man, fuck. I'd be the same way. And then he got big time by fucking Wayne. He's like, hey, man, you're Bruce Wayne. Nice to meet you. He's like, Bruce Wayne just looked at him. I was like, bro.
He was like, I fucking remember when you fucking belittled me as Batman. Yeah.
He looked at him and he was like, I'm not okay. Oh, yeah, I'm a chemical romance. I'm really into those guys. You got the kind of, I like it. You want to see the Black Parade with me? He's like, okay. It's like, ah, that's the Bruce Wayne I know. Right.
Okay.
Everybody's like, who's this cop?
Everyone knows which cop you're talking about. It's the only cop that's allowed to talk, yeah. Anyway.
Stole the show, if you ask me. It should have been Mustachio Cop Presents the Batman.
What do you... There's no point in talking about this movie. Just talk about the stuff from the movie. What did you think of the Riddler? Okay, aside from his shit-ass costume, okay? His costume was shit. But still better than Jim Carrey's, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's tonality. You can't really compare the two, I guess. Batman Forever and all that stuff was made to sell toys because Warner Brothers was like, dude, kids like stuff.
We don't know how to sell Batman toys without ruining a movie.
I mean, I guess you could just go through the movie super quick. Like, I think everyone's seen it and made like all the money. So, I mean, it's on the HBO. That's how I saw it. And they were like, hey, you didn't go see it. I was like, yeah, I know. I hate superhero movies. And they were like, are you sure, man? No one hates superhero movies. I was like, yeah, man, I've tapped out. We got one more for you. Okay, how long is it? 3 hours? 3 hours? What happens in 3 hours?
A lot happens.
I think this movie would have been served better episodically, because there's times it reminded me of the Adventures of Batman, the animated of Batman, the pacing. I was like, oh, this kind of reminds me of an episode of that, just kind of like the presentation, and we're going to the Iceberg Lounge 15 times, and we're over here, we're talking about Carmine Falcone, all right. And then we got Catwoman. And Catwoman got a girlfriend. Oh, and now she's are we going to get to the bad guys? Oh, now the bad guys. Oh, now Bruce is mopey. Oh, shit. Oh, Court of Owls. Oh, now there's a funeral. And I was just like, Jesus. I was like, man, this would have been better served like a TV show or a miniseries or something, right? Am I the only one?
Do that.
You would have
had Discovery buying them.
Yeah, but like I think it would have had time to breathe and I could settle in and you could actually maybe do a little more in-depth detective work. You could build on the Riddler some more instead of him giving the whole like scream ending where I was an orphan. And I just like, yeah, dude, we get it. You got problems. I ain't seen the sun come out once since I've been a fucking Gotham. I don't blame you. And then they were like, the Joker's in there. And I was like, all right, that's cool. I like that they kind of didn't show him. I'm glad he took that scene out. And I kind of like that part, the dialogue between the walls. I was like, all right, that's kind of cool. Like, there's cool parts in it.
But, did you watch it? I have to ask, Kevin, because here's the problem.
I watched it.
I'm going to ask. I pivoted to my question instead. Did you watch it for what it was or as a Batman fan and what you wanted from it?
No, I just watched it for what it was because I've given up on expectations. If I go in with any expectations to any movie, I'm to blame. If I go any expectations to a superhero movie, I'm fucking, that's the dumbest thing I could ever do. Because I know they're never going to do the version that I like or I'd want to see. Like, I just have to watch it and see, hey, what are you guys going to do with some of these names I kind of recognize? Because it's their interpretation of these characters, right?
Yeah.
It's just, especially like the Halo show. Everyone's, Halo. It's like, dude, it's their show based off the interpretation from that source material. And that's everything. Let them do what they want to do. If it hits, it hits. If it doesn't, the people will let you know because they'll either try to bury it to get themselves over, or it's just going to go the way of the buffalo. Or you're going to get greenlit the second you get on the HBO Max for a sequel, but everyone knew you were going to get a sequel when you made one of the most successful. Yeah, you made any sort of money back. And Warner Brothers is frothing at the mouth to have something that doesn't suck ass, that has the comic book related. You know what I mean? They're like, we have these great properties, but why is every time we make a movie, it go bad? Why?
Now with the Discovery merger, it's officially, you know, Warner Brothers Discovery, horrible name. And they want their own Kevin Feige to oversee and be in control of the DC cinematic universe.
But duh, but you got to get Snyder out of there because...
Oh, he's done. They're out. They're done with him.
Which is great because his interpretation of those characters and his anti-comic book movie making that he wanted to do is awful. It was just awful storytelling with these legacy characters that kind of can be just done better. You know, and I know the Joker was really successful, so they wanted to ground everything and kind of put it in this gritty reality. But I'm kind of really tired of DC characters in that realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, here's like, so I'm gonna like pivot a little bit to what is really missing from this movie. Okay. Now I will say I enjoyed the movie. I wouldn't say it's like my favorite movie ever. I agree. It's
not my favorite ever.
It's not even my favorite Batman movie. You know? It's better than the Nolan movies. I don't care what anyone says. And I like Christopher Nolan, but I do not like...
I thought I did, but those the last Batman couple of movies I've seen from Nolan, I'm like, yeah, bro,
and
I
don't like
are
Tenet.
You good? Are we good?
Yeah, I didn't like Tenet. I was just like, I saw Doctor Who. You stole this from one episode of Doctor Who and made a really long, boring movie with it. Why'd you do that to me?
Yeah, Tenet.
But, Tenet,
yeah.
Like, the thing is about... And I blame Nolan because he started it, and now we're continuing it. So this should have either been R or nothing, okay? It should have just been an R movie. Like, yeah. I think that's why there's so many blurry scenes and shit like that, is that it's just like they did that. They made a stylistic choice.
I didn't like that either. That pissed me off.
I didn't like it either, and I guarantee it was just to keep it PG-13. They were like, well,
they would hold a rack focus. And then you're just like, why are you holding that? And I was like, I get it. If you want to have this aesthetic or this vibe or tone to kind of present to me, cut faster on it, because me seeing something out of focus and you're like just executing a dude from the back seat, this is terrible. This is terrible. This is just bad. Like, are you padding this fucking runtime? I'll slap you. This is awful. Why would you do that to me?
Yeah, well, I think they just, again, I think it was just like a stylistic choice to give it a PG-13.
Yeah,
because they needed it to be PG-13.
Of course, but there's nothing to gain having an R-rated comic book movie like this.
Well, I mean,
especially Batman. Batman's so kid-friendly.
That's where I'm going with this, Kevin. Hold on, let me finish my fucking thought.
Yeah, I'm just engaging in your
thought. This needed to be R or nothing, because this is not a kid-friendly Batman. I will not let my son see this movie, even though he wants to watch Batman. And that is the big thing that DC and Warner Brothers are missing. They don't understand that, especially with Batman, kids want to see Batman. But if you make a movie that no one will take a kid to see the Batman, then you fucked up. I don't care if it made this much money. You're doing the exact same thing that you do with your stupid comic books and making it for the older audience that already knows everything about fucking Batman and grew up with Keaton and all these other ones. You're not making it for the next kid that's going to grow up.
Well, if they were smart, they would hire me and they'd be like, bro, what do we do? I would go, you do Batman Beyond for the kids. You do Batman Beyond. And they could have their own Batman. You don't have to worry. You can still do your brooding punch.
No, because the reason that doesn't work is because you still need to know where Batman came from. No, you don't.
Kids aren't going to give a shit. They're going to be like, this Batman's sick as fuck.
That's why you don't need to do Batman Beyond for it. You just do Batman and make it sick as fuck.
They do that all the time, though. It's like Ninja Turtles. They keep going back to Batman and throwing different versions of Batman. Batman the Animated, Batman Cape and Cowl, Batman does this, Batman got canceled. Uh-oh. The only time it ever hit was Animated Series and Beyond. And I think you introduced it Beyond because they're going to be like, oh, this Batman's not boring. He's not just sitting in a cave crying about his dead parents. This kid, he's a kid just like me. And he's out there doing adventures while this old fart tells him what to do. Oh, shit, that old fart was Batman? Eh. I like the dog. You know what I mean? And then that's what the kids are going to do. And you're like, you got colorful characters like the Joker gang. You have all these. I think it has better, more lively potential. Or you just do Spider-Man 2099 and then Marvel wins again. Are you happy, everyone? your DC movie stinks. And Marvel wins again. Oh, I can't believe they did it.
I just think that I'm going to disagree with the whole Batman Beyond thing. Like, listen, I love Batman Beyond, but I think Batman Beyond only works if you have a understanding of Batman. And it's just that you can understand why there's a Joker gangs, you know, you can understand why Barbara Gordon doesn't fuck with no Batmans and just thinks that like kids shouldn't be fucking superheroes and shit like that. Like there's
layers to.
There's deeper layers to that make Batman Beyond work, and that's why it resonated with so many people. You know, I think that's why no one reads the fucking comic book continuation of it, because it sucks like big time. Yeah. But I think you pull like, and listen, I get it. Gotham's supposed to be dark. Batman's supposed to be at night. But like maybe, just maybe, you have it be a little brighter and you put the stupid, you white out the eyes, you make it like a fun mask, and you just have Batman going on romps, and you make it for the kids and you make it for the adults because they just want to show, you have Clayface show up and he just beats the shit out of Clayface for a bit and no one's going to be like, oh, I didn't like the violence, because it's like he's a bunch of clay.
That's the problem, though. People like Batman, but people really like Batman when he's doing dark shit. He's supposed to be scary. He's supposed to be intimidating. But
you're going to lose your audience if none of the kids can watch your shit.
Well, yeah, he's going to age out. He's aging out his demo. Yeah. But they're committed to that because he's the dark, brooding one. Like you have to do something big and fun and colorful. Like you got to do like a Flash or something. You have to do one of those guys.
I think you do what they are bullshit attempting in the comics is you have the mature one. You have your rated R Batman. I mean, okay, and you just do two. I hate that everyone's like, oh, you got to follow Marvel. No, and I hate that they're trying to find a Kevin Feige. DC and Warner Bros. Have always been successful, and they just go, here's some shit. Enjoy this shit. Because, like, name me a fucking flop from them on the superhero world. They technically have never had a flop. They just don't pump shit out as quickly as Marvel and Disney does. But nothing's technically ever flopped. Like, nothing.
I mean, but it's not pined after Marvel formula has created a legion of fandom where people go,
all they've done is attracted the Disney fandom that, you know, goes, dude,
bro, shits, like whatever it takes, fucking
everything from Disney out of their mouth. They're just like, take all my monies. Yeah, but I don't want fucking free thought.
You can't compare it, dude. You can't compare DC to Marvel movies, because Marvel set, they figured it out. They cracked the code first. And Warner Brothers has never had their shit together ever. They keep throwing shit at the wall. They try to make, okay, Suicide Squad. We got to make it dark and broody. Oh, look, everyone hated it. Okay, let's do a funny fart haha one. Okay, let's do, you know what I mean? They don't, like, tonally, they just start grabbing for everything because they have no direction. And that's a hit or miss.
If you give them all the same tone, then you are just doing Marvel movies. Of course. And that sucks.
Yeah, but that's a $1 billion success. Like, they don't care about them. You know these Hollywood dudes don't care about the IPs. They care about what the IPs can generate, you know?
What I'm saying is, like, you want to differentiate yourself from Marvel.
But no,
You do one universe for everyone, the family universe. And then you do one universe for the hardcores. And then you just got twice the monies. Because if you're seeing two different Batmans in a year and you're following two different Batman storylines, and then in this fun family one, like fucking Superman makes sense showing up. Because here's my biggest thing about the Batman. Tell me one other DC character that could show up and make sense in that universe.
You mean like the heroes?
Yeah.
No one, because that's exactly what I kind of, that's what I liked about this. I felt it was more like the animated. I don't need like all these other dudes just kind of showing up. It felt more like a gritty, like I said, it's like Seven, dude. They were trying to detect all this shit. No one had superpowers. It was just kind of like, these are all maniacs just doing crazy shit. When you start coming in here, punching your problems away, or dudes are running faster than the speed is, like, then it's a different tone. The movie, everything changes. They were like, bro, go out there, do Seven, do a crime thriller, do some Joker shit, because Joker was huge for us. We want to stay in this plane. That's the problem with these superhero movies. When they start choosing levels they want to come in at, you do a Snyder thing where it's just a giant CG clusterfuck and everybody's like, Jesus Christ on a cross. What the fuck is this? This is terrible. Or then you try to do this halfway shit and you're like, hey, this is Wonder Woman. Everybody's like, this sucks. You know what I mean? Like, this is Aquaman. Is this all the CG in the world that I'm watching? You know what I mean? Like, they don't know how to pick it, but only certain characters can get away with it. Because if you have a Superman story, everybody wants to see the big smashy. If not, we'll go watch Smallville, where we get a little tiny speckle of some cool shit, but then it's just mostly character driven, right? Like, only Batman can pull this off. I think when Batman's in these huge epic movies, he's out of place. You know what I mean? He's like warping around the room and shit, or he's in a car, or he's like grappling something, or he's talking to someone, and you're just like, God, you suck. And then when he gets into a fight, he's like, well,
I'm not saying you do Justice League, but I'm just saying I think you do two universes. You do your dark crap for Batman, and you do spin-offs of the Bat universe. Because, I mean, the comics, that's all they do.
You can. You
know, he's just their Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's
got 20 Spider-Man books.
In a book, he's going to sell it. You put Batman on a book, that's the only book you're selling. So,
he's got 20 different books, but I would do the same thing. Like, you have your gritty fucking, you know, I fuck women, I look at the camera when I say I do it, Batman. And then you have the one going, hey man, I'm wearing like a gray thing, I got the yellow bat, I got a blue cowl, and I just kind of fart around, and hey man, we're on adventures, I got this kid, because so the kids can think he's kids, and we just tag team and we just do fun shit. And you're like, all right, that's kind of campy and dumb, but hey, it's kind of fun. And that's it. Like, I don't want to say you make it like Shazam, but you kind of have that tone where it's kind of bright and approachable. But they're going to just.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm agreeing with you. I do prefer and think Batman Beyond is a better fit, because then you can ease the kids into it, or you can have a jump off point from there, or I can watch Marvel do Punisher 2099 and be like, this is sick.
They're never going to do
that. Is this Punisher the end? This is amazing.
They don't even want to use that symbol because they're just like,
Wolverine the end? This is
bullshit. Doesn't feel terrible. Much like an end when it just kept going.
God, Xavier just talks and talks and talks. How did he get in this book?
They did Wolverine the end. He's like,
No, I know. I read it.
Claws don't. I meant in the movie.
No, I know, and it was not very good.
Not very good. It was horrible.
I wanted to. It was bad.
So back to this movie.
Yeah, the Riddler. He just Metal Gear Solid's the fucking mayor. I was like, bro, what are you, a ninja? You do riddles. You just like.
I was like that mayor was very.
That mayor was into what he was watching. He's like, dude, did you know Cougar Town's on Hulu and I can watch all of it right now? I got no commercials. I just plow through Cougar Town. No pun intended. What do you mean we lost the race? Yeah, well, the Riddler's like, stop talking about Cougar Town, asshole. Bopped him. I was like, eh.
I mean, actually, it doesn't start there, but that's fine. Yeah. It starts with Halloween. And I thought it was a kind of a good, little swerve. You're like, is that Bruce's dad? I mean, it's a big compound. It could be Thomas Wayne. Maybe we're in a flashback, Kevin.
Dude, I only care about Thomas Wayne when it's Elseworld. Anytime they do Thomas Wayne, I just kind of stare at the screen and go, I don't care.
And then you better watch that Flash movie before they pull it, because that guy can't stop hitting people.
He's the real Batman.
He's already assaulted 3 fucking people.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, we can't even release this movie before you got some more fucking drama.
He's going for one more. He's like, Connect 4.
I think he might be in jail right now. I don't know.
He's probably fighting in jail. If he is, he's literally my favorite movie person.
I mean, he's beating women, but okay.
Did they step to him, or is he just beating them?
I'm pretty sure he's stepping to them, at least from the one video, so...
Oh, there's video? That's a bad look, my dude.
All of them have been on video. This motherfucker, yeah, dude, practically, like, it's like he comes and he's like, hey, I got to come in and beat someone's ass in a minute, get the cameras out. And then he comes back and he's like, you're up. Just starts beating on a woman. You're just like, damn, dude.
He's like a little pussy, dude. So what is he doing?
He is not, Kevin, because he is beating a lot of people up. Okay.
I mean, like, he's like a little scrawny piece of shit, right?
No, apparently he is just yoked out of his fucking mind.
Oh, we're on the roids.
Cocaine, and
he's got the roid rage.
I mean, he could have the cocaine rage too, you know, just like stops feeling his body and he's just like, oh, these punches, they just, oh, they're smooth like butter.
Okay. Well, apparently I have no idea. No other. I haven't followed any of this, so.
Anyway, back to Batman. Because I want to talk about the Halloween thing, because it's just, it starts off, it shows a bunch of people committing crimes and does not show Batman stopping all of them, which I liked that it was just like
Devil's Night.
Yeah, it says this fear of, they have this fear of him, so they stop doing what they're doing, you know, they end their crime. And then this I mean they were kind of like Jokers, Kevin, a Joker gang. They all had white paint on.
Yeah, real skull and bones bullshit going on. Yeah.
And they decide to jump a lone passenger that walked away from them. They're just like, get the
bro,
world star, sucker punch him.
How do you not know? I was like, dude, those guys got the energy, and you're like the scariest city on the planet, and you get off alone. I guess it's just another day. Like, I would have that thing on me. Gone. I would have shot 5 of them, bro. Batman would have like, hey, dude, I just got here. Did you shoot these guys? Yeah, man.
Are you the bad guy now? I'm going to have to take your ass out with my
fist. Yeah, man. Here's my fucking origin. You didn't help me.
But anyway, so they're, you know, trying to get their youngest recruit who only has half his face paint. He has to earn the other half. I don't know why. And they're like, punch him! Punch him! And he's just like, I don't want to. He looks like a nerd. And then Batman comes walking up in the pitch dark, and I liked the sound of his boots hitting. I liked that he was loud when he needed to be and quiet when he wasn't. And I know no one else likes that, but I liked it. Everyone else is like, how'd he fucking just vanish out of the room? The rest of the time, he's fucking got lead feet. I'm like, well, that is
dildo.
Batman. Yeah, exactly.
Whoever said that is stupid. Like, they have no idea about the character. Multiple
people. Well,
they, you should not listen to those people ever.
I don't listen to them. I told them they were wrong and stupid.
Well, then why are you telling me? That means you listen to them.
Because I'm addressing.
That's it. I'm going to talk to Matt Reeves about this. Like, Matt, we need more bat clang.
Yeah, you do know this man's going to have to talk about this movie for like the rest of his fucking life. He's probably just tired already right now. They're like, so why was the boots loud? He's like, well, have you ever fucking watched a Western?
No. Next question.
All right, then. Anyway, so, yeah, the fight breaks out. Batman wins. Whatever. He takes some bullets. We see that he's not, like, Christopher Nolan's annoying fucking Batman, where he can get shot constantly. He's just like, hey, you're moving to shoot Alfred. I got to have gaps in there. And I take the knives and the gunshots and the... That's my Nolan Batman impression.
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you. And then we go to the mayor, who's being spied on, and then he gets killed instantly because, I mean, his security detail is shit. And then after Batman's done beating ass, he gets called over to the crime scene, and where they find a card written to the Batman. Where was he getting all those custom cards, Kevin? Because those are well made.
You could probably just get them offline and just have them sent out. That's easy.
So you say that. If I'm an up and coming detective, wouldn't I want to run a trace on who was ordering these custom cards?
Yeah, man. What are you, dumb? Like, you're all these cops are dumb.
Shaved a half an hour of the movie at least. So, Batman's at the crime scene. Like I said, he stares at the kid. He gets kicked out. I like that he was just like, come on, man, you gotta go. And then Batman's just like, no. I'm staring at this kid.
He should have yelled at the kid, you be Batman now.
A kid will
your
be Robin.
Your daddy dead, you be Batman.
They don't, what's no that? One knows that. Only the audience knows
what's
that.
What's wrong with Batman right now?
Like, he's Batman's yelling out. That.
You be Batman. The way, kid's like, ah, he just starts crying.
I do this because my dad died.
Credits.
Like, oh, that narrows it down.
We do this. Save me 3 hours. Thank you, man.
So then Batman goes home, reviewing the footage, looking at the cipher. Alfred shows up. He's like, the bankers are here. And he's just like, weren't you Gollum in Lord of the Rings? And he's like, yeah. Okay, fair enough. And Alfred's busting his chops. He's just like, motherfucker, stop fucking around. Where you live, you need the money. You got to talk to the bankers. Like, get your shit together. And then Alfred sees the footage of him staring at the kid that just lost his father.
Is he Batman now? Is he my boss?
I like that. I like that scene where he kind of like checked himself of like, all right, yeah, I remember your dad died, you know? So
constantly remind me about it.
Yeah, I mean, they're always, I mean, you kind of like, I was thinking about that because I was like, yeah, they really do always remind you. But then they kind of have to, because otherwise.
Do they? It's his only character trait nowadays.
I mean, yes,
he has no depth. He's just, my parents died in the alley watching Zorro. Remember that? If we would have stayed to the after credits to see if there's any hidden Zorro footage, they'd be alive right now.
No, he just would have died too. He's like, I got so impatient waiting for you guys. I'm going to kill your kid first. Like, no.
Yeah, then Thomas becomes Batman. Then I finally win.
They're going to do that one, maybe. In Flashpoint. That's why you're going to watch Flashpoint with Flash. With the Flash.
He told me it's not coming out.
They keep saying it's going to come. I mean, it has to. They put Michael Keaton in it, man. Like, they're going to just suck it up and release it.
They're just going to CG him like that fucking zombie movie.
they're just going to put a mustache on him.
Yeah, they're just going to
call him Senior Flash or some shit.
Yeah, they're just going to, like,
no, this is Senior Flash.
CG Jimmy Kimmel's head over him or something. Everyone loves this guy. This is going to make millions.
Jimmy Kimmel. He's like, all right, I'll agree to it.
Oh, this is terrible, guys. What have we done?
And then they just bring up the Man Show and the time he did blackface. They're just like, God, this is the only two things we know about Jimmy Kimmel.
We did it again. Why are we such Warner Brothers about everything?
Anyway, yeah, so then Batman does not meet with the lawyers. Batman goes to bed or something. I don't remember now. And I believe then we go to the he figures out the cipher with
Alfred does. He's like, bro, if you over here, you cross your C's, boop, Sudoku, I'm in there. And Batman's like, yeah, man, whatever. I'm not okay. Well, yeah, we get it. He's like, all right, thanks, dude. Let's go ahead and run this into the back computer. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. That's what my Batman would have done, dude. He would just put it in the fucking back computer, be like, bro, done. What's up? What's up? Intel inside. Like, fire.
That's what they did. He started deciphering. He's like, do the ones that aren't there. And it said drive. And then he went to the guy's car. And then they do play shut up and drive. And he went to the mayor's car and found the bloody tool that cut off his thumb.
I like the way the mayor's car looked. His fucking garage looked like Jay Leno's garage and shit. I was like, this mayor's on the take. Batman, can't you figure this out? The mayor, he makes XM. He has every car. You're rich. He has all your cars. This is literally your garage. Is his garage.
No, his garage is better. You know it.
Yeah, but like, why is the mayor have a fucking
funeral car? Was like a 67 Corvette, Kevin. He was just like, Alfred, where's the funeral car? You mean the Corvette? I don't know what it's called. Just fucking pull it around.
Where's the one that drives and plays
sad music?
Morrissey. It's like, dude, where's the one that plays Elliott Smith? Dude, you can move the tapes around and put them in different cars. No, I'm Batman. Okay, I get it.
He's like, I'm vengeance. Would I move?
I'm vengeance, fucker. Don't you know?
Why would I move audio around, Alfred? Okay, do you even know how audio works? He's like, I don't. Do you have an MP3 player, Bruce?
What is that? I got a.
I only listen to vinyl and CD quality.
Yeah, he's got a record player in his fucking front seat. He's like, it's like, you know, my collection is pretty vast. I'm rich.
I have two of everything because the records get scratched easily when I'm driving.
I'm going to play this. This next one is my parents died. This is this one's going out to me. Just like, God, yeah, I get it.
Jesus. Alfred's riding in the back. He's just like, why am I even here?
Alfred's like, yeah, you're rich. Ugh, man, fuck. Take me to the Iceberg Lounge. We need 59 scenes here. Go.
Now, first they got to find the thumb drive. And so they put
Batman should have looked at the fucking computer. Batman should have looked at Gordon and been like, LOL. I was waiting for it. I was like, someone please say LOL. Someone show me you're alive. Someone show me you have spirit Jeffrey Wright, and soul.
Jeffrey Wright does a great Lieutenant James Gordon. I mean, not only does he have a great voice.
Should have given it to Batman. Batman should have just looked and be like, here's a thumb drive. LOL. And then Gordon been like, Gordon should have been like,
cannot say LOL. Okay? Yeah, I don't care who's playing him. Like, if Batman shows up in a movie and goes, LOL, that's like, that's like when that. I walk up to the roof of the movie theater and jump off.
And then Gordon's like, motherfucker, you did it again.
Did it again, Batman.
I was waiting for this James Gordon to go, you son of a bitch. I'm getting too old for this shit, Batman.
I mean, he was getting too old for that shit.
He had some more years left in him.
But they foolishly, I mean, who just puts a thumb drive into your work?
I was
computer?
Like, dude, I was like, what you might as well just sign on to all your personal accounts. You might as well just
Let me check my bank account real quick. Oh, God, it transfers all my money out.
Oh, Batman, it's all in Russian. What do I do?
NPC or NPR? Oh, fuck. Oh, man. American Public Radio is really gone downhill.
I was like, Gordon, dude, take a fucking night class about computer safety.
I love how Batman just watched it like, well, it's not going to my computer.
Batman was just kind of like, I hope you don't have any children pictures on there, LOL. He's like, what is this LOL you keep doing?
I was like, Batman, just go get a disposable computer. I know you got like
Batman, they're
five. Yeah, Batman's just like, yeah.
Yeah, Batman's just like, you're going to have to take that to the geese.
He was like,
LOL. Do you know what that
who's
means?
Who's the girl? He's like, I might lose my job. Who's the girl? Is that Penguin?
Who's the girl? I don't know, Batman, but they're getting to my fucking 401k right now.
Oh my God, they're buying too much fucking AMC stock. Oh, come on.
Oh, they got you by financials. Oh, Batman, I am not going to survive this. Batman's like,
Batman, they canceled my fucking biddies, man. I mean, I'm a fucking civil servant. They canceled my biddies.
Batman's like, hey, you ever look a girl and just see their thigh-high boots and go, damn, that bitch is guilty, stealing my heart. All right, I got to go, though. You might want to log off.
You might want to put McAfee on here.
Change his passwords. Gordon was like, what's a password?
He's like, I use my thumb scanner thingy too.
Gordon was like, my password's cat123.
My password's password. Lowercase p. It really fools about 50% of people.
Is it because you love cats?
Yes. So they see a bunch of pictures of a girl with a smeared crying makeup. And the mayor, and they're like, uh-oh, the mayor's having an affair. He's definitely not dirty, just having an affair. Definitely not dirty. So Batman's like, all right, fucking James, while you deliver this laptop to IT and get fired.
Yeah, the Geek Squad's like, well, sir, looks like you got a lot of bad choices on this computer.
I mean, you're no fucking Hunter Biden laptop, but it's pretty damn bad. Okay.
Topical. You know what else I loved about this movie? Don't ever watch the news in Gotham, because it's got some graphic shit on it nightly. Oh,
they're just, I mean, they gotta move the needle, Kevin. They all
there's
live
no kids
in Gotham.
In the room. We're gonna go ahead and run this man being executed on TV up. Oh, by the way, this can't be disturbing to some viewers. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Some dude's just getting gatted. Some dude's being tortured with mice shitting on his head, ripping his lips apart. And the news is just like, yeah, man, this is some real shit.
Did you see the rats go to his eyeballs and eat them?
Okay, we're live. This is Biddy with the sports. Biddy's just like,
this is why we're number 5 at 9, okay? God damn it.
Biddy's like, the Gotham.
Because fucking Channel 6. Had the autopsy in full glorious HD footage.
They lost.
Arkham Knights.
That guy got eaten alive by rats.
And here's Betty with the weather. Probably gray. Okay, thanks, Betty.
It's raining.
We pay you for what? Okay. No one cares. We live in
Gotham. It's literally fucking England here.
Pretty much.
Okay. Pretty That's much. Betty, everyone. Don't ever show me rats. I quit.
He's like, oh, fucking rats. Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
gross.
Dude, graphic, dude. That news was rated
TVMA. That's why they're killing it in the ratings, okay?
No one's running against that. They're like, dude, they get all the rat stories, all the murders, all the women.
Metropolis is like, and now we cut to Gotham for Gotham news. We got nothing. Jesus Christ, watch this man's face get eaten by rats.
I'm moving to Metropolis. That's a boner creature.
You can't afford it, Kevin. It's a class war.
That's true.
That's like you trying to move to San Francisco right now. You ain't doing it.
I'm going to move to Coast City.
You're shitting on the street. That's what you're doing.
Coast City, here I come.
That's just Seattle. But without Amazon. And yeah, worry about Green Lantern nuking.
So heaven? That's all I heard. No Amazon.
They still have Starbucks though.
We're a blue bottle. We're a blue bottle family here. We'll drink that Starbucks corporate shit.
Anyway, so Batman takes off to the Eifert Lounge to visit the penguin.
For the seventh time.
This is for the first time. Thank you very much.
It felt like the eighth when he got there. This first time I was like, we've been here before, Batman. He's like, have we? And I was like, bro, we have.
He runs into the twins.
The best part about Batman showing up here, he does nothing Batman. Like, the Batman we all know and love would have came in through the skylight and punched 7 dudes in the dick. It would have grabbed the penguin and been like, I'm here for a fucking meeting with you, you fucking bird piece of shit. And then this Batman just like, hey, man, I was wondering if I could come in. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, how does the fire marshal not shut them down? There's so many people.
Table for what? For me? And the twins were just like, eat a dick. And he was like,
yeah, I didn't like their gag.
I was just like, what is this?
I don't know.
Why are they in this?
They're real twins too.
I don't care.
I'm like, just saying. I was surprised. I was like, why did you bother paying two of them?
Two people that look the same.
No, I was just like, why bother paying two of them? I would just be like, I'm only hiring one of you. Good day.
That's what's so weird about this Batman. He's just a dude a lot of the times. He doesn't do anything Batman except for like in the finale where I'm like, oh,
three Batman. He's still learning what Batman does.
He's going through front doors, dude. He's asking for a table at a fucking overcrowded restaurant. They clearly got no room for you, dude. They're booked.
Anyway, you're going to have to call ahead. The Penguin who sells drugs in front of him. This is the part. This is like the number one thing I don't like on this movie, because I really don't have this many problems with it. I actually enjoyed it. It was fine. You know, it's my Halo where I'm just like, this is fine. I see what you're doing. I'm enjoying it. We're good. But this scene where I'm just like, wait a minute. He's out here like beating up people, mugging on a train, and he's not fucking putting Penguin's face against the glass.
Yeah, man. He's like, hey, Batman, you want to buy some Scooby-Doo snacks? And I'm like,
yeah. And the fucking. Okay, now, and Colin Firth does it. Wait, which Colin?
Colin Firth.
Who the fuck is that? Farrell. I can never remember. He's a different actor.
Just make him up.
No, he's another actor. You wouldn't have known him in anything. You don't watch his.
Because you made him up.
I did not.
He's like, listen, guys, my career's struggling, but I'm not made up.
Fucking. I'm gonna find him right now.
I believe you.
Colin Firth, okay? He's in a lot. He's in the Kingsman. He's the dad or the mentor guy.
All right.
I did not make him up. Yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
I found the one movie you saw him in. All right. Anyways, Colin Farrell. I liked his Penguin. I liked the transformation. And I applaud that. I think that was great. I don't think anyone hates that. Find me a person that hates it other than Kevin.
It was whatever. He just kind of looked like a dude that had a bad day. So I was like, eh.
Yeah. Kind of like the Penguin.
He's no Danny DeVito Penguin. That shit was epic.
No, of course
not. He was biting the heads off of, like, babies and shit and that shit.
Fish, but whatever.
Baby fish.
Baby fish.
We're both right.
Anyway, I like his transformation. I think he does fine. A good job. But I did not like the goofy look he gives of, like, I'm selling drugs.
But, like, Batman was just kind of like, Like, Batman act like he didn't know what was going on. Iceberg Lounge. You mean there's two clubs? Who's the Penguin? Carbine, Falcone. You know what I mean? Like
Catwoman's boots.
Yeah, dude. I was just like, bro, do you know there's like a crime syndicate going on? I don't care what year you're in. You're coming off real basic right now, bro. You're going through the front door. You're asking,
here's the thing, Kevin. I don't think the gangsters... Okay, like the mob in this movie is the first time I think the mob has been relevant in Batman since the mob was relevant when they added it to Batman. You know,
well, that's
like
why I'm saying
it was created.
That's why I'm saying it felt like the animated series to me, where they kept it like kind of grounded and just he's just beating up thugs and crime guys. There was the occasional like superhero-esque bad guy. Like that's kind of one of the aspects I liked about the movie. And I was like, oh, this feels like really, really grounded.
Yeah.
Like I said, like my Seven comparison, him solving these crimes, but he doesn't really solve anything. They just kind of tell him the answer. Yeah. But it still is to the overarching riddle that's being presented to him from the Riddler. So I wasn't upset with it. I wasn't like, oh, you got to solve all these crimes. You're a shitty detective. He was competent, but a lot of things were told to him. But he made use of them. Like, yeah, I get it. He's not like a fucking encyclopedia walking around and shit. But I saw those strides to him. But it was just, it's kind of a first movie in a world that they're creating. So I can't be mad at him. Like, oh, you didn't know about that, Batman? What do you know about that? You're supposed to be, you run these streets, Batman. You don't know shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, he's peeling back the layers of corruption and kind of seeing who's responsible for what. I get it. Like, he's not going to know everything. It's kind of like we're following him into this world. It's fine, but
yeah.
It's just kind of like, it's like I said, it's hard sometimes because I feel like he's just a dude and he doesn't really do the Batman things you expect him to do quite yet, you know?
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I guess I didn't expect that, you know, of the movie. I didn't expect him to do Batman things because it's too grounded, You know, I don't think he can. I mean, I was just glad he had a grappling hook, you know, and used it more than once.
And that was the thing. I was fine. I was like, hey, if he didn't have the grappling hook, I'd kind of be okay with it. I wanted him to have a little bit more like opposite, like kind of aggressive weapons. Like, I think he should have had like smoke bombs and shit, because that's a real Batman ace move to get out of a couple of predicaments when you got your ass beat. Or just kind of like, he had a couple of gimmicks on his like gauntlets or whatever. I forget what they're called, but it was fine. I didn't really want him super tech heavy, because when he's super tech heavy and this guy's just making gadgets for him left, right, and center, it's just, that gets him out of every situation. That's his equivalent of punching a problem away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He always has like a fucking MacGuffin that get him out of a fucking Bronco bus on a play. Yeah, it's in my belt. Yeah, dude, calm down. Like, we get it. It's not the 60s. We can't just pull out a goddamn warhead out of your fucking pants. Maybe you can, ladies. I don't know.
Maybe I can. Let me just whip it in your face, Kevin.
Hey. That's why you got
PG-15. Yeah, it's still got some glitter on it from your mom last night.
No, that's why you didn't get the R, because you would abuse it.
Instantly. And so Catwoman makes her appearance, and it's very clear from the pictures that Batman shows the Penguin, expecting an answer for some fucking reason, that she knows the girl in the photo, so Batman follows her home. Her shift ends immediately after seeing the photos.
I'm clocking out after I drop off this piss water. Who's this?
Clocking out, gotta go home feed my cats. Got two
shake
videos.
It for the Batman a little bit. You're still at work. Don't clock out. You didn't shake it hard enough.
So she heads home. Batman follows her, creeper style. And then proceeds to, like, do curtains just not exist in Gotham? Like, no one shuts a shade? Because we're only
it's poor homes. And poverty. Curtains are for rich people, dude.
Or blinds. They give blinds when to poor people.
Nah, when you're poor, your windows are out there.
Get a That's sheet. The rule. Jesus
Every
Christ.
Movie. No, dude. Ugh. What do you think? How are they going to stay warm? They're poor.
Take it down at night. Who cares if they watch you sleep?
You never
They shouldn't poor, watch bro. You change or shit.
You've never been poor in Gotham. You don't know how to use a sheet.
Everyone's poor in Gotham unless you're in the mob or the police force, which is the mob. Anyway, so he watches her get in the gear, get on a motorcycle, and hit the mean streets. Instead of checking on the woman that he's been looking for, he's like, let me follow this other woman. She's caught my attention. And she's back at the mayor's house. And so he's like, did you just get mad and kill the mayor? I didn't like his question. Anytime Catwoman was there, he just said like the dumbest shit. That was probably the only other like major knock I have towards it. He's just like, oh, so you're fucking Carmine Falcone? I was just like, Jesus, dude, that's your first question?
You didn't shake it good enough for me. I was like, yeah, he was a little, I think he was supposed to be smitten, but he came off real like ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you're real good at breaking into people's shit and stealing it, like my heart. She was like, what the fuck? And then he gets really handsy on her. When the cop hears, I don't know, some like air kicks or some shit.
Dude, he heard some fucking air kicks. He heard a dust bunny fart 20 miles out. He's like, what's going on over here?
But he didn't know it was a giant fucking safe open on the wall. He was just like,
oh, he's
any air kicks? Sure. Any air kicks? No? Okay. All right, I'm gonna fuck off. I mean, open vault, whatever. Open safe in the wall. Yeah, whatever. Just looking for air kicks.
Has this crime scene been tampered with?
Lieutenant, what about the chain of command? That was my favorite cop. He's just like, fucking chain of command. Come on, man. We're better than this.
That's true.
Better than this.
They should have threw a Bullock in there just so we could yell at about everything Batman.
You got to build towards Bullock. You can't just hot shot.
Just give me an overweight.
Bullock was in the first Batman. Do you remember him? No.
But he wasn't my Bullock.
They renamed him. I know. They renamed him, but he was still Bullock. So he's the one that betrayed Joker. Anyway, so then they're back to Catwoman's house because he's like, all right, I want to talk to your friend.
You sure like cats? This place is a dump. Where's your friend? Haven't seen her.
Yeah, that was so weird. That was the equivalent of an LOL, Kevin.
He's nah, like, dude, if he would have like...
You got a lot of stray cats. So you'd eat all over the shitty floor here.
He should have been like... The cats should have looked up at him because they were really proud of their cat shot when the cats all looked up.
They were like,
man. And then Batman should have looked down. He should have been like... He should have looked back at her sniff. He's like... Pussy stinks. It just shows a cat in the litter box. I would have died. I'd be like, best Batman ever.
I mean, yes, that would have been a great line. I also would have accepted, what's that smell? like just kind of like saying it, but like not saying it. Just
the cat's missing the litter box. It's like falling to the
side. He's just like, you hear the kitty litter crunch underneath his boots. He's just like, he's just kind of side-eyeing her like, he's you like, live like this?
He's like, I know you're a cat person because this place fucking stinks like piss and ammonia.
He's like, there's poor, there's Gotham poor, and then there's whatever the fuck this is. Okay?
And then there's, I'm shutting you down. You have too many cats.
This is an F if you're a restaurant. I just want you to know. Okay.
He's like, I take my boots off, but it's gross here.
He just comes with a full like face mask. She's like, "What's that for?"
He's got the bat hair,
honey.
He's like,
"You got the cat shit crazy. You don't know. You don't even know. I got smelling salts in here."
I usually use this oxygen underwater when I'm riffing with Aquaman, but man, this is
a housing nightmare.
I've seen abandoned kennels that smell better than this.
Like, I see the final notice on your door, and I'm not even questioning it. Like, I'm surprised you're.
You know what? I gotta make some calls, Gordon. You need to get this. Oh God,
Gordon, we need a lockout service tomorrow. We gotta lock her out. I represent the bank. I bought the bank overnight just to kick you out.
We gotta claim some dead cats too. He's like, she's like, they're not dead. He just starts kicking.
He's like, they will be.
Whatever stops the smell.
Fire. He just lights it on fire. Yeah, and her line. Yeah, think
of strays. And seed, guys, you nailed it. I don't know what you were doing there. I don't know if you were just like riffing, but man, that whole anti-cat scene, we're keeping it.
Yeah, guys, that scene did not need to exist.
Gonna have to cut out the anti-cat scene. Warner Brothers said that is a no-no.
They said, "Don't fuck with the cats on the internet" was a big hit, and they don't want to be the next target. So
don't know what that meant. We'll put it on the Blu-ray. That's a Blu-ray. I don't know. Whatever. Let's just finish up.
The director commentary track on your HBO Max.
Nice.
Right. Sign in with your TV provider.
Ooh.
Don't pay her shit.
Oh.
Anyway. Yeah. So it's on the news. The pictures. She's like, oh no, my friend.
Yeah. Here's a woman getting beat to death, everyone. This could be graphic, but make sure the kids are in bed.
No, like, that's not until the end.
That's one of the, I'm just telling you, that's one of the beatings that the news is like, running with it.
They only play the audio on that one.
Then they had like, they were like, we will reenact it here in the studio. I was like, Jesus, this news is really going for like a nighttime Emmy, or is that a thing?
What's wrong with them, you think?
Ratings are a bitch.
They're like, okay, after you've seen 15 clowns murder a guy, you just, what do you do the next day? To move.
Yeah, dude. If I was at home, I'd be like, I change it. This is old.
Gotham. Do you know how hard it is to get sponsors for anything that's not the mob?
Yeah, it's all just Bell Bonds fucking commercials.
I'm Carmine Falcone. Have you enjoyed my 50-50 lemonade iced tea? Just like, what the fuck?
When I've run at the police department, I feel real thirsty.
Anyway, so Catwoman's like, bunch of bad hombres. Go to the club inside the club, 42 below. Get it? It's all weather, ice related stuff. Pull our ice caps from melting, guys. Don't even listen to this podcast. Just save the planet, please. And then Batman's like, "You're gonna help me to help your friend, please." And so
here's some contacts. Ah, this sucks. And I was like, this is too much.
I think this is at some point. Oh no, this is when the rat guy gets it. Yeah, they're watching it at her house. The next victim, and then Batman goes to the rat cage to find the new clue.
Some bring out the rat into the light, blah, 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 blah. Catwoman goes down to the club and she's looking at people and he's just like, make deep and heavy eye contact with every creepy man down
there. Grab that dude's junk. And it's like, yeah. Dude, Batman, have you ever been a woman ever?
Yeah, like, no, he was like, no. Yeah, I didn't like that too. I was like, Batman. Guys are creepy. I know you like live in a fucking.
Batman's like, shut up, Dustin. I know what I'm doing.
He's like, I know better than you. I'm third year Batman. Okay. I'm junior Batman. I'm almost a senior. Right. And I'm going to go to Bat College. I take
care of these ex busted my balls. You know what I mean?
He's SAS.
You know what I mean?
Former SAS.
He's an ex-ball buster. Yeah.
I don't know how my dad helped him. Like, why would they ever meet? I don't know. I don't know. Why wouldn't he just have him beat up the...
She's like, Batman, this is a live channel. You want to, like, shut
the fuck up. All right, yeah, okay. Just, like, go in there, talk to people, and then we see Peter Sarsgaard, who has just given up on growing hair. The poor man. He has so much money. Just get a doctor to give you the hair back, okay? Peter, he's please. No, I hate seeing his bald head because it just, I'm like, you've given up, Peter. I need you to fix this. You're more of a hair man, okay? You look better with the hair. You look dumb without the hair. Wow. But dumb. He takes a shine to Selena. He just does. That's just my personal opinion. He can take it or leave it. But I'm looking at a picture of him with hair. Way better. Way better than without, you know? He tells Selena basically that basically a big chunk of it that, you know, they did a deal with a rat to put away Mahoney. I think it was Mahoney. Is that his name? I don't remember. The only other mobster that's ever mattered in Batman.
From Police Academy?
No. In Batman. Is that Mahoney as well?
Yeah, Steve Goodberg's character. Behind bars, right.
Yeah, and Mahoney. They put him. He was the other mobster, basically Falcone's rival. Okay,
sure.
And they did a deal. They put him away. Made everyone's careers. You know, made the mayor's career. Made the police guy's career. Made the district attorney's career. You know, and then Falcone comes in, or no? Then a chick is just like, hey, stop talking about this. You're gonna get killed like the Russian girl. And then Catwoman's like, you know my baby. Tell me what you know. And she's just like, shut the fuck up. You don't know me. And then Falcone's like, hey, what's going on? We're supposed to be real, like, you know, tits out, dick swinging down here. We're not supposed to be talking to heavy stuff. Come on, man. Drop it up. Do some drops. Bunch of drop heads. And that's what that guy was. He wasn't an onion. He was a drop head.
I know, dude. But every time they said drop head in the movie, I was like, what? What are you talking about?
The fuck? This is dumb. Don't make up fake drugs. It's stupid.
Yeah, they said it like three.
And their eye drops? This is dumb.
Only thing. Nuke. Nuke was the best fake drug ever. So I was like,
yeah, it's because it's nuke. It's fun to say nuke. It's got to be as four letters. That's it. That's your max.
And it was like in a cartridge thing. Like, it looked fun to just shoot up nuke. Like, I wanted to do nuke.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was the opposite point of nuke. Yeah, drops I can't do. I'm just like, I can't do eye drops. I can never take drops. Okay. Is there a pill form of drops per se? Huh? Is there?
You guys, pussy. But, don't drop with them.
No, I would never be able to. Could someone help me, please? I gotta just like force my fucking eye open. They're like, God, I hate you.
No, sir, you're gonna have to live the high, hard, terrible life of Gotham and just be conscious, just in it the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, the whole city is drop heads. Like, why would you even want to shut it down? I think that's the only way people are getting through the day. The newscasters were definitely drop heads. They're like, look at this shit I see every day. I'm dropping right now.
Look at it.
I'm gonna drop on live air. There you go. That's how you get ratings. You're not gonna see that in Metropolis 9. No, only here. Gotham 15.
If Warner Brothers is like, hey Kevin, you want to write and direct a Batman? Am I obligated to say I'm a lifelong fan?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Who's not at this point?
I mean, everyone. What does
that even mean?
I've loved Batman. I've always been a lifelong fan. I'd be like, Batman 66 was trash.
Batman 66 was major trash. I'd be like, I like everything but Batman 66 and Nolan shit. And they'd be like, even Joel Schumacher, you know what? Fuck you. Alicia Silverstone was banging. I don't care what anyone says.
Hey, man, the studio.
Chris O'Donnell could go to fucking hell. Like, all right.
The studio. Like,
okay, I don't like Arnold.
The stories I heard about that guy. I would just be like, yeah, you know what? You know, Batman's cool. But the Batman I want to give you is going to be the coolest. And then Warner Brothers is going to be like, yeah, okay, great. That's awesome. And then the fans are going to be like, man, this sucks. I'm like, I can't win them all.
Can't win them all. See you for the sequel. Someone will. Not me, probably. I don't know. Anyways, Falcone shows up. Catwoman gets nervous. She leaves. And Batman's like, you had an affair with Falcone? She's like, you know what the fuck you're talking about. She bounces. She takes her contacts out. And he's just like, damn.
Yeah, a lot of bad detective work for Batman. Just yelling things and just assumptions and finger points.
Yeah, also, he's just like talking to her and she's talking back to him. I'm like, you guys didn't come up with like maybe hand gestures or something? Or a
safe
like,
word like, hey,
maybe banana. Don't fucking talk to me, you asshole.
Banana pretzel monkey means the gig is up. We should stop talking.
She's like, I could really go for a banana pretzel monkey. And they're just like, Selena, are you here for work? Or like, you just clocked in. What the hell are you talking about? And she's like, I know. I'm going to go home. My shift's over. Like, all right, whatever. No one cares here. It's a giant drug party 24/7. I don't even know. I mean, clearly we're not paying you enough because you're fucking getting foreclosed on in your cat shit apartment. So what was she spending her money on, Kevin?
That fucking motorcycle.
Just like this, you think this motorcycle runs on fucking dreams? No, dude. Gas is $8.75 in Gotham. Okay,
dude, and cat food's probably like $20 a can.
Like, I only feed stray, mangy fucking cats the best shit. Okay, them shit more because their little fucking digestive tracts can't take it. But after about 3 years, they just die. And I start all over with a new cat.
You can go home now, Selena. I don't need to hear all
She's
this.
She's like, just clock out. I hate your excuses.
Yeah.
You're the worst employee we have. And this is a mob den. Okay? Half of these guys don't even show up to work. All right?
Well, I hope this DA guy goes out there and gets killed by the Riddler in his car. Yeah.
He's that so Riddler's smitten.
A fucking ninja.
He doesn't get killed yet. He's so smitten. He's just like, hey, I'm the only car parked outside the front building. Can I give you a ride home?
Yeah, I was like, what's the parking situation here?
I was like, how'd the DA get the only good spot? Like,
what I assume it was valeted because he said, table, I'm leaving. I'm filling in my
like,
blanks.
They were like, fucking thank God Gil's leaving because, my God, he was saying the whole plot of everything that we needed to know. Yeah, and that's going to get us killed.
That exposition dump was just brutal. Yeah.
But nope, he just goes and does some more drops. Doesn't think about how heavy the mouth breathing of the Riddler in his car.
He's like, should have wore the mask and the glasses. So you know what? I committed. Fuck it.
What was I thinking? And then he just kind of strangles him a little bit and then lets his head rest against the horn for a bit too long. It's Gotham. No one comes out. We're not concerned. You hear a horn going off in Gotham, you just assume someone's dead. You're just like, nah.
You hope.
I'll watch the news. They'll know. They'll show me everything. And
we will at 11.
And the next day, Batman is, or Bruce is getting dressed. He's rewatching his really poorly worded questioning of Catwoman, where she's like, you don't know shit about me. He's just like, damn, I don't. Let me see what I said. Oh, real dick move, Bruce. Real
bad.
Dick.
Yeah, God, Bruce was like, dude, ooh. I should have drank all those bangs.
Yeah.
I should have drank more.
Should have drank more bangs. I should have drank the 4th of July bang. That's what I should have done.
Oh, yeah, I fucking played myself.
Maybe I should lay off the sugar-free ones. Those just aren't doing it. Yeah. No, he was on the Venom, so, yeah. But it's time to go to the mayor's funeral. Why not? Bruce Wayne's got to show up for the mayor's funeral. I don't know why.
Yeah, I didn't get
Alfred
that either.
Alfred was surprised, too. Alfred was like, oh, my God.
The audience was surprised.
Did you even get an invitation to this? Like, why are you going? He's like, sometimes the guy that killed the guy shows up to look at the guy again. And you're just like, what?
Was every cop enlisted every at cop. This funeral? I was like, dude, no wonder the crime's out of control.
Yeah. Just wait for a big-ass funeral. You're like, I'm looting everything. I'd close my building that day. I'm like, we're closed. Yeah. Not out of respect for the mayor, just because I don't want to die, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to die. I don't want to be the next funeral that no one attends in Gotham.
I could do that in my real life.
Yeah. And so we get some Bruce stuff. We get some guy talking about, like, he's going to kill everyone. He's going to kill all the worms. And Bruce Wayne's standing real close to him.
Yeah, one guy was like, fuck it, eat the rich, bro. Fuck him. Yeah, I was like, much. Yeah, man, he ain't right. He ain't wrong. Like,
yeah.
Wait, is he the bad guy? I'm rooting for this guy now, right?
And then Bruce is standing. He's like, do I know you? He's just like, hey, man, shit, I don't talk at all.
Yeah, if you're poor, Batman will not, or Bruce will not talk to you.
If you're poor, if you're rich, he won't talk. If you're Carmine Falcone or Alfred Pennyworth, he'll talk to you. Everyone else, he's just going to look at you like, why are you even near me? So then a car drives through the fucking funeral, yeah, and he saves the kid again.
There's this C plot with a new mayor trying to run and the chick, and it's terrible. And it's all about the Wayne legacy just basically bailing the city out because the city's trash and the Waynes are the only ones that kept it afloat. And the Waynes are possibly associated with some ill doings with the fucking mob, blah, blah, blah. You court can't of owls.
Cut to that.
Dude, this is the overall Orchid story. I mean, people are just like, bro, I seen it. You're making me
a five-hour
podcast for a three-hour movie. I hate you guys.
We're not doing a five-hour podcast. But I like the Falcone part. I like when he said, I remember those eyes looking down at me from the patio, or like the balcony, you know, of like,
and I touched my willy and you didn't flinch.
You didn't flinch. And I beat one out and your mom was just like, oh my God. And you were just, you just didn't break eye contact with me. And I really respected that.
Falcone out.
Yeah. But I mean, I thought John Turturro did a really good job. I liked his Falcone, you know, like I said, it's like, he felt like a mob boss. So
I liked his transition lenses. He's like, well, thank
old man.
You.
I mean, those are very old man glasses. He's just like, I just don't like to carry two sets no more. I'm a little too old. He gets in the sun, it
darkens him up. He gets inside, it lightens up a little bit.
True story, his daughter is one of the editors at DC Comics. So
there you go.
When he was preparing for the role, she gave him some suggestions on what to read.
Read this.
I mean, like, they were already Long Halloween recommended to him, but the director, but you know, whatever.
Read this. He's like, ugh, Jeff Loeb. She's like, just read it.
Tim Sale did all of it, really. They just put Jeff Loeb on the title.
He's like, ugh, Jeff Loeb. She's like, dude, we just went over
I just
this.
Said Tim Sale did it all. Who? Like, what's the Tim Sale?
As long as it's not Hush. Nah, dude, we allude to that later.
Oh, no, we do that later. That's it. We changed that to it's a little more
he looks palpable. He's like, Jeff Loeb. She's like, fucking read the book.
God damn it. Why is everything coming up Jeff Loeb? Jim Lee did most of it. Whatever. Whatever. Yeah, so eventually, like, they think that it's the Penguin, so they go after the Penguin. They find the drop warehouse is up and running quite well. Catwoman shows up. She finds her dead friend while trying to steal money for her dead friend. And she's real sad about her dead friend, so she takes a lot of the money. So, and then Batman figures out that one of the people he, like, basically in the lounge, he figures out there's a bunch of cops there. He's just like, well, that's weird that all the cops hanging out.
His nose. I fucking tweaked his nipple. I pulled his sideburn.
Yeah, that guy just kept showing up. He's just like, all right, anywhere Batman goes, I show up and show my face that he beat it. Everyone cool with that? But then the Penguin runs. Batman pulls out his badass car. No one likes the car but me, I think.
I thought the car was sick.
I thought the car was amazing. I love that it was heating up so much.
I was so happy they didn't give us some stupid. Like, there's only two Batmobiles you get. You get the fucking bullet one from the first one, and you get this one. All that fucking tumbler bat was stupid.
I hated that.
Stupid. Make no sense.
It turned into a motorcycle. I don't
absolute
give a
shit.
Fuck. It is the stupid tank. How can you drive that competently anywhere?
I'm gonna go down and get myself a couple. I crushed 15,000 cars. The only motorcycle problem I had is it didn't have the bat logo over the light. I mean, come on, dude. It was screaming. Yeah. Please put a bat sticker over me and be completely obvious, please.
They really need to just commit to the logo.
I mean, it was fine. Like, I didn't hate it, but I would have that'd have been funny if it was on the light. But I thought the car was sick. I was like, it's got some
The volume F-16
engine in it. Well, it had a presence, right? Yeah. They treated it literally like a character. And I was like, oh, that car's cool.
Yeah, it was like a rabid dog being unleashed. And it was I'm going to chase you to the end.
That was one thing I did like was the car. I agree. I thought the car was cool.
And the penguin drives recklessly, not angrily, just like, reckless. He's just like, I don't care how many families are going to die on this freeway in Gotham.
Nitpicking,
I'm taking you all to hell.
Yeah, nitpicking. I thought the chase scene sucked, like visually, until it did their cinematic thing. I just thought it was just, there's been so many great chase scenes ever. It's like, man, have you seen any of them?
He's like a big car guy with John Wick, but all the John Wick car scenes suck too. So,
yeah, it sucks. It's
like, just stop it. I get that you like cars, but stop it.
Yeah, like it didn't do anything for me. It did the cool, like, fire jump in the commercial. But then when, like, the Penguin's perspective was flipped and he was walking to him. And then I think they held on that too long when he grabbed him and stuff. And I was like, hey, you should have just cut when he just stepped in front of him. And I would have got it.
And then they were just like, no, bend down.
Yeah, they should have cut a little sooner. But when then this is like when they're kind of questioning the Penguin, right?
Yeah, and then Penguin knows better Spanish.
It gets a little too waka-waka here for me. Like, I think the Penguin's a little too on.
Well, he is. And then again, every time with Gordon and LOL Batman, they just kind of have this weird rapport.
It was an LOL Batman moment. Like, I was waiting for
him. But I kind of like that with the Penguin, though. I think it worked for the Penguin. Because it's like
that
it's a man calling himself the Penguin, Kevin. He should really be serious.
Does he really? I don't think he ever really calls himself the Penguin.
Yeah, he doesn't, but.
They mock. It's almost like the show. They mock him that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that trifecta of them, dude, it was a real like. It was like, where's the laugh track? I think they needed to pull back on that, and they kind of just went with it. Unfortunately,
I don't know. When they're showing a picture, he's like, "Hey, what are you showing me?"
Yeah, dude, it was too like.
I loved it. I was just like,
I don't know.
Like this Penguin.
I thought it was a little too hammy.
I think if they had been like, no, don't look away. But they already, like, they knew he was bullshitting. So I was just like, shut up, Penguin. Just fucking look at the shit.
Well, my problem was it went into that Batman scenario, but Batman just stood there and he didn't figure anything out until it's another incident of someone telling him what the fucking answer is.
Well, you got to blame Alfred for that one.
I blame the Batman.
No, Alfred's the one that translated it for him. He said his Spanish was shit. And then Penguin's like, no, the Spanish is fine. Your translation was shit.
It's the same thing, though, over and over of Batman just standing there waiting for someone to tell him the answer. That's what I didn't like. And that was just another example of it. And then we got fucking Mustache Beat Cop going, yeah, yes, we took it a fucking rogue. Batman's like,
why would Batman know? He has wood floors, Kevin. He's never seen carpet in his life.
I don't know, man.
Ugly, like, green Gotham carpet.
He knew what the murder weapon was. He could tell the strikes. He knew what kind of fucking brain hemorrhage. He knew, like, how the fucking thought. Like, he knew all this shit. But I was just like, dude, you didn't, like, really look into the murder weapon? Like, the Riddler is notorious for giving you the answer.
But this is the Batman first time with the Riddler.
I don't know, man. I don't think you can defend it because towards the end, Batman's just like, he's figured it out. And then, like, Batman's like looking at Twitter, like, what's that? And then he's like, I'm just going to go to this bat cage. Because when they said, like, flying rat, I was like, can someone just say the bat already? Like, how dumb are you? You don't know what a fucking flying rat is?
Pigeon.
Flying pigeon or some shit. And I was like, dude, someone just say a bat. And then he goes to the bat cage. Like, no one noticed there's a goddamn bat cage in there. And then he goes to your fucking Lovecraftian, I missed you fucking greeting card. And I was like, Batman just stands there and someone tells him the answer. He's like, me in fucking school, what's the answer? Just wait for someone to say it and you write it down. Batman's the worst cop. But those other cops are pretty good.
Yeah, but first, before we get there, you're kind of, you missed one part where, like, Alfred gets blown up, dad character's yeah. out, and then there's a hit, like, Riddler's next video is about the Waynes, about basically, like, and this the is kind of like, this the is the Waynes. Part I liked. Yeah, like, the Arkhams and Waynes, two of Gotham's first families, again, Court of Owls, like Kevin said, but the narrative is that Thomas came to Carmine and wanted him to hush this reporter up, but the reporter wouldn't fuck off, so Carmine had to, you know, take him out of the game. And then the other rival guy took out Thomas because he didn't want Falcone to have, you know, Thomas Wayne, the richest man in Gotham, in his pocket. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's this whole Gotham Refresh thing that keeps getting mentioned. And I like this. I like the fact that it's like, you know, and I'm sure it's like a bunch of people like, oh, man, I wonder if that's going to be the sequel. Of course it is. The threading, it's called threading a fucking storyline. And we're going to just tie it all up and have them show up and be like, we got to fix the Wayne Refresh thing, you know. Well, ready Refresh. Is it Ready Refresh? Do we own Arrowhead? I'm buying Arrowhead, everybody. But I like, yeah,
that was fine. I didn't mind that. Well, because the city's a character. It's constantly, there's the world is alive around them and it's constantly evolving. And there's
Falcone basically figures out how to exploit this whole Wayne Foundation thing to get all the money. They get the money. They don't do shit for the city. They just pay off, you know, their people. He put away a rival. They're all good, you know? And then so he goes to visit Falcone. There's a great scene where he's just like, yeah, your dad, you know, and everything. He's like, is this what you wanted, you know? And then that sends Bruce back to Pennyworth, and he's like, why didn't you tell me my dad was a bad man? He's like, I've been doing everything for my dad.
I've been too busy getting blown up, Master Bruce.
And then Pennyworth is just like, you know, your dad was a great man. That's not how it went down. You know, your father asked him to, you know, in a time of weakness for the love of your mother, he didn't care about his rep. He didn't care about the election. He cared about your mother's name not being dragged through the mud. And he asked the wrong person. He had a moment of weakness and that weakness. And he was like, when they killed him, he said, all right, that's done. I'm going to the cops. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. And Falcone took your dad out, at least from my perspective. But I liked how they were just like, we don't know. We don't know who actually took him out.
Joe Chill showed up and said, cool body.
Cool body, mind if I hate Zorro.
Joe Chill said, like, you should have stayed for the after credits.
You should have watched Mask of Zorro free on Hulu. Because it's owned by, I think it's owned by Fox and Disney owns that, you know. Oh, wait. Are we advertising Disney on? Okay, HBO Max. He's like, which studio did Amazon buy? You know what? It doesn't fucking matter. I'm going to keep with this kid. And so then, you know, now Bruce is like, all right, well, fuck. Who killed my dad? And the Riddler's like, don't worry. I'll help you out. Maybe. Possibly. But then Catwoman's like, I found the cop that you beat up. And then I got the recording that he killed my girl. And now I'm going to give it to Gordon. And Gordon's going to put it on the news. And now everyone knows Falcone.
But no, I'm Vidgets. I'm a little 5 foot Vidgets.
I'm 4'8", damn it. So she storms the club trying to kill Carmine. Batman shows up. You know, she reveals that she's Carmine's daughter. Long Halloween. And then Batman stops her from killing him. Bring him out into the light. Carmine Falcone is the rat. And the Penguin's just like, you fucking rat. I'm like, you work for that guy. Why are you even, how did you not know this? Does everyone that worked for him not know he was the rat? How did that happen?
And Batman's like, oh, thank God somebody yelled that out there so I knew what was going on.
He's the fucking rat. Okay.
God, oh, this guy's got to get sniped. Riddler needs to
work on this shit. This rat connection does not make that much sense at all. Oh, he ratted them out. Oh, fuck. I'm there now. Okay. I'm still learning. Okay. I'm third year Batman. Give me a break.
And then kapow! Carmine goes down. And then you see Batman looking over him. And you see that moment of realization that he's seen those eyes before Kevin. And I like that. I like that I have to point that out because they don't explicitly say that he realizes that he's looking at Bruce Wayne. And Bruce Wayne's looking at him. And he's popping one out real quick again. He's like, I ain't going out. I ain't going out fully loaded.
That's weird.
Hey, Carmine Falcone does not go out fully loaded. Okay, he pops one off before he dies. I mean, that's normal. I mean, any man who dies fully loaded is just going straight to hell.
You've lost all of us on that.
No, someone. All right, well, that's a new thing for all of you that didn't know. You can't go out fully loaded. So, you're done. All right.
Let's just get him to the cafe.
Go to the cafe. The Riddler runs away. He was just sitting there the whole time. Gordon's like, he was here the whole time. And then Batman's like, LOL. And they go to his.
And Batman's like, push it up front just to get a look at him. And they're like, arrest that man. He's like, but boss, he's got two IDs. I was like,
I don't know which one. Gotham's so like, finest. He's a criminal. Yeah, he did a question mark in his coffee. He was upset. He ordered pie. He was like, can I enjoy my pie?
They're like, you could enjoy these broken glasses.
Yeah. And then so they're going through his seven layer, as Kevin has said numerous times, and can't quite put it together. But Batman gets a sneaking suspicion that the Riddler knows who he is. Hush. And then goes to Arkham, visits him. And I didn't really like this like switch where he's just like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, like I said, it was very, I don't know. I just got seven vibes from this whole detective part.
Yeah, I mean it kind of is, but I don't think that's necessarily bad. Like
it's not yeah, it's fine.
What else has been able to copy it seven?
Works, it works nothing. In this realm. They made it work, so but this part was fine. He kind of over-explained everything.
Well, he tells the Batman what you've been saying is that he's not as smart as him. You know, he's disappointed.
I
mean,
I knew that, and yeah, I was too. Like, I was just like, dude, I feel you, Riddler. Can I call you Riddler?
So Batman again, master of words. This one, when his identity is not about to be revealed, he's just like, you're a fucking goddamn psychopath. I don't like you. We're not married. And you're just like, hey, Batman, he's kind of chilling, giving you a lot of information right now. Why don't you play along with him for...
Batman's like punching the glass.
What the fuck?
And he's like,
why did you set him off, you dumbass?
He's like, you're stupid, dude. I thought you were like me because, like, you know, orphans and rats were nibbling my nuts at night, and that sucked. But you know what?
I'm going to flip. Like having rats nibble on your balls while you're trying to go out fresh in the evening, but you got drop heads just dropping over you, like dead though. And like, you go to business school. Just like, what the fuck, Riddler? Shut the fuck up, man.
And then he's like, I'm going to flood the city. I was like, what?
And I was like, God, we built this at sea level? What were we thinking, Gotham? You know what we need? Some of that refresh money to. I see.
Yep.
That's why we're in this situation. Yeah. No, I think the Riddler might be onto something. He might be onto something. Though his end game is to shoot all the voters, Kevin. What the fuck?
I was just like,
shoot the rich people, you asshole, not the voters. Well, hey, we voted for change. Shoot them all.
And that was like my shrug where I was
I didn't like Riddler Army. So
He had like a militia that would just believe in the hype and
500 Twitter followers.
They're super smart. He's super smart. And that was his idea.
That was his end game. Yeah. Which I mean, it's in that grounded, like, you know, how do you top Christopher Nolan? Well, you have a bunch of, and you play towards what the fear now of gun control, gun violence. You have a bunch of angry white men go shoot up a bunch of minorities and voters, you know?
I mean, so I get it, but I just thought it was just this bombastic finale they had to have where there's going to be floodings and blah.
Yeah, I think the flooding was enough. Like, wasn't that enough?
I thought it was like, a little too much.
For flooding and killing people.
I felt like there was just this huge spike of like, oh, here are the stakes just right through the roof now. And I was like, well, you caught them. I'd be okay if you had a thing where everyone has this suicide pact where they're going to like take out the constituents or take out these politicians, and that's not going to forward the, you know, city being, you know what I mean? I feel something smarter, but he was just like, no, I'm just going to blow some shit up. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, you're going to drown.
Blow up the walls, and I'm going to have other people shoot people.
And I was like, okay, and these guys are just ready to die for you? Okay.
Well, I mean, that one guy was upset that his daughter was basically dead because of the ridge, so I don't think he had a lot to live for.
No, you know, I get it. Then, those guys had like, motivation, but...
The first time in the whole movie, Batman gets, like, overpowered for some reason. He has too many, like, point-blank rifle shots to his armor. Just like, kind of losing some steam in the tank here.
Like, I just didn't think these grunt dudes should be going... Like, Batman was just kind of really having problems with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, will you please throw a batarang? Are we not doing that? Can you just, like, not get shot every single time?
He's like, I throw fists. I don't throw rings.
Yeah, and I guess. It's just whatever Batman you want to do.
I did like the Venom thing. I didn't like that Catwoman showed up to save him only to get, like, strangled and taken out, like, instantly. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, okay. If she would have, like... I was waiting for her just to inject him with the fucking, like, Bane Venom or whatever. And that should have been fine. And he'd been like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking... That was just a bunch of Bang. And she just, like, shot the Bang in him. And then she's
is a Slimer edition. He's just like, this sounds dangerous.
This fucking sounds awesome. I'm glad I have it.
He just starts going, I mean, I did like that he like went crazy and they like had to be like, hey, man, oh, hey, hey,
he didn't go crazy enough because it's just like a giant clusterfuck. These dudes got like fucking like these rifles. They're sniping people.
Catwoman was like, stop hitting him. He's already he's had enough. And then he was just like smiling because he was just like, I can't feel my face.
Yeah.
And got into my mouth.
He's like, well, I got a death wish, and it looks like everybody's going to get electrocuted. Fuck it.
Bridger told me your real identity's Bruce Wayne, so I'm going to sue the shit out of you, Batman. Why didn't he just
snipe the cable box or something? He had to like jump on the live wire and cut it. I was like,
it's more dramatic.
Oh, I got it.
He had to get down to the water so that he could do that whole fucking cape in the water thing.
So he could be reborn from the water?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't really like that part either. And I didn't like that he was like just randomly covered in mud at the end. And that one kid was just like, never leave me, surrogate dada.
You're Batman now, kid.
He's like, I am.
Find me when you're like 2 months older. You could be Robin.
Let's go.
How do you look in a fucking leotard, huh? Like,
I'm out.
You got the legs for it? I need to know. We're going for fucking movie accurate here.
They're just like, Patterson, can we talk? No, you can't say that to that kid, okay? So we're going to redo the scene, but if you fuck it up one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to tell WB.
I just want in the third one, because you know they're going to be like, we agreed. I just want Damien in there just being a total sea sucker, like 24/7.
Please don't say that.
I want him to be in there, and I want him to get so much young Anakin hate. The fans are just like, the guy's just like,
doesn't he already have that just from the comic book community?
No, dude, I want it to be. Yeah,
you're right. That's the only way to stop him. They will kill him out of the comics instantly.
Like Batman movie fans to be like, man, it's pretty good. But man, that Damian kid, is he like that all the time?
That's his fucking son. Unbearable. I would have just swallowed my tongue if that was my job.
Yeah.
Or then beat him a lot.
I want to be on set. I'm like, listen, man, you're going to hear people talk shit. I want you to go in there and be an annoying as fuck, okay? You're Batman's son. You can do whatever you want. You're trained by Ra's al Ghul. You're literally shat out in a Lazarus pit. Your mom's like a fucking ninth level assassin. You're literally the best character in the DCU. You can kill anyone. He's going to be like, yeah!
I just need you to survive all the criticism and grow up with a drug problem. And, yeah, dude, you know, it'll be an A. Shit
about how you ruined it. You ruined this. You're never going to be Batman.
I was a seven-year-old kid. I just wanted my parents for exploiting me.
You ruined the fucking franchise, Billy.
Nah, man. You're going to be a god to these people.
Yeah.
And then 10 years
later. They'll show fucking Grant Morrison his mistakes finally.
And then 15 years later, they're going to watch it and be like, yeah, you know, that Damian was actually awesome. Everyone's going to love it again.
No, I hope not. Because then Grant Morrison would be right. He'd wizard resurrect himself from the grave to be like, I am back and I wear three-piece suits again. I hate two other comic book creators. It's Alan Moore and Mark Miller. Okay.
Wizard, the trade magazine.
he's in a wizard war with Alan Moore. Okay.
Oh,
they hate each other.
That'd only be sweet if they just rolled out issues of Wizard and beat each other.
No, that'd be fantastic. Just the ones where they're on the cover.
Yeah.
And then Mark Miller is his wizard apprentice, and he hates him because he stole all of his glory. So this is all real. I wish I was making it up.
People like, I hate when they talk about comics because comics fucking suck.
I don't understand these funny books. So what do you mean they're goddamn wizard battling? Well, back to the movie. So Batman has to go see Catwoman. No, he's got to go see Catwoman. Catwoman's like, come away with me. We'll get into some trouble.
The river, he like carries her out. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of wasn't paying attention towards the end.
No, he saves the mayor.
Oh, that's yeah.
Yeah, he takes the kid and
he's like, I didn't vote for you, by the way. Was that a bad call?
You know, they didn't remind me when the polls opened. I'll be honest, you know, you should really like maybe do a commercial bump once in a while. So, I get you were shoo-in because the other guy got killed and all, but I still
family really vote. Did let down the city, Mr. Wayne.
Like really bad. Like, why wouldn't you put an oversight committee on your finances? He's like,
Bro, just give it, you know.
He's like, I grew up in like a fucking ninja assassin mountain town. Okay.
Yeah, not this Batman. This Batman. No,
that's why my clothes suck. Okay.
Yeah, this guy grew up in the 90s.
No, he's you like, saw how he punched. He grew up in an AFI pit or something. He's just like, that's where I learned everything. East Coast hardcore. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah,
bah. He was like, I really love Sonic Youth. Everybody's like, what? God. You dress like it. I know. Ugh. You know, the one part I did like is when they were shooting him in the armor with the lights going off and stuff. That was sick.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've seen that shot so many times. I wasn't like
blown away by it. That was the best I ever see it.
Yeah. I was kind of over that shit. I was like, eh. But yeah, and then they just, you know, leave it there. Catwoman goes one way. He goes another way. And they're just like, boom. Stay to the end. And then you get to see more of that computer crap. And it's really useless. So. Oh, and then we do the Joker thing, right? Yeah.
I like that part.
Yeah. So I didn't mind his vocal performance.
I thought he did great.
I did not like the makeup. I was just like, why did you have to like give him accentuated cheekbones and accentuated jawline and accentuated nose? I just, because like when you see the actor, you're like, no, he probably would have just been fine, just his normal face. Like he kind of could have done it, you know, like maybe a little alteration, but I think he probably would have been fine. So. Or like and I read delivery. Somewhere that they weren't even going to use him ever again. Like,
oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, that seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, I thought I know they cut a scene. I listened to a scene before I saw the movie, and then when I heard him in the movie, I was like, oh, I didn't expect him to have anything in the movie. And then when he did, I was like, dude, his little back and forth with them, those guys kind of worked.
Yeah, I liked them together. They had like a rapport.
There's a little synergy there when they both started laughing. I was like, all right. And then his laugh, he started really digging in on his laugh because I thought it was a nice little fun tease with it. It wasn't just like, oh, that's a Joker. It was just like, oh man, they're having.
Yeah. I just didn't like the face. That's or at least the shape that I could see of his face. You know?
Yeah. I didn't remember.
Like everything else, I liked it. And I think that's really like, you know, you go back to the Batman animated series thing. Like that's what is missing is that, you know, these villains should run into each other and know each other. You know, like they're all running
in the same circles of the city and dealing with the same.
Well, yeah, because when he said he's like, he's like, that was a pretty good shot out there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he was rooting for the Riddler to bring him down. I thought that was kind of cool. He's like, he did pretty good out there, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, what did he say? Like your wealth is measured by the friends you keep or something, or how many friends you have. And like,
the answer was a friend or.
Oh yeah. Yeah. A friend. And then they both started laughing. I was like, yeah. That's great. Like that's how you tease something to me. I don't have to wait after your shitty credits to watch a 5-minute scene where a fucking Venom spooges on a Bart. Then he's just like, was I there? Or was I not?
Trailer for Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
It's like, no. Yeah. I mean, overall, I think it just, for me, I enjoyed it. I didn't, you know, I like that Bruce Wayne was a part of it, but also disconnected from it, you know, and I think it just, it left a lot of places for the story to go. And I'm curious to see that, as I think probably a lot of people are. And I hope they don't drag their feet on it too much. And, you know, because, I mean, this guy's fucking dragged his feet on all the John Wicks. I'm just like, can't we just finish this story already? Like.
Yeah.
Why are there five of you? Just fucking finish it. I just want to see the end. And then he's just like, I'll do a Batman now. I'm like, God, fuck. I hope they make you do one quick. I'm not waiting 4 years for a fucking sequel. So.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I enjoyed it. Like it had problems. Some of the Batman's reactions to stuff once.
But Thumb drive. LOL. Yeah.
It did. Would have been a fucking 5 out of 5 movie of the year, movie of the decade contender if he did that. And he just kind of stares at him for a minute, and then Gordon's like, "Motherfucker!" And they just cut away. Dude, I'd be like, "This is literally the best thing ever." And like, it was like I didn't like I said I enjoyed it. It is too long. I can't take.
Yeah, it could have been shorter for sure.
This was my last superhero movie for a very, very, very long time. Like I can't watch them anymore. It's just I just want to shake everyone's hand for not showing me his origin. I was like, please don't. You bring it up enough.
They talked about it. Yeah,
they talked about it enough. I was like, might as well.
That's the new origin. Is they just talk about it? They don't show you it. So.
Yeah, I was just like, Jesus Christmas, this is you guys are you're killing me, but. Yeah, other than that, I just thought, was it bad? I didn't dislike it. I thought it rekindled my interest in a cinematic Batman to a degree. And it really just kind of matters what they do on the next one, so.
Yeah, and hopefully they don't just kill all the... Yeah, I mean, Carmine's fine. You can kill him. Like, he's not going to be relevant after this, you know? Just there's no way for him to be relevant. But, you know, I was glad they didn't kill the Riddler. I was like, oh, thank God, you know. So I hate that Spider-Man syndrome. I was just like, just kill him. We're never going to use him again. It's like, why? That's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not want to ever use this villain again? So. But, yeah, I mean, overall, like I said, I just, I enjoyed it. I think it was just, like, there's a lot of aesthetics I like to it, you know. I mean, I wish it was. Maybe not as, and it's weird to say, I wish it wasn't as violent so I could actually, like, you know, show my kid this movie. But, or if it was just more violent. I was like, that's your options. Either less or more, but you're in this weird middle area where I'm like, yeah, you really are for 13-year-olds, and that's dumb. So, but, you know, it's a watch for me on the HBO Max.
Yep.
That will do it for... us here at Let's Movie. You can find us on social media and say hello. Give us a recommendation if you'd like. It's Let's Movie Pod or Podcast. You can watch this on YouTube where you will just stare at a logo of a poster and hear our voices. So it's more like just listen to it, you know. It's
brutal.
It's probably a pretty brutal YouTube experience. I'm not going to lie, but it's there if that is your player choice of desire. And if you want a good podcast player to listen to, just pick one and we're there. Otherwise, he's Kevin, I'm Dustin. Good night.